time for a little TV on the radio and get ready for May sweeps, the semi-annual time when the networks pull out all the stops, the cliffhangers, the surprises, and all in hopes that you'll tune in. And it starts tomorrow, even though technically it'll still be April. TV Guide and Entertainment editor Matt Rausch is with us now. What should we be setting our DVRs for, Matt?
Well, it depends on your taste, I suppose. But yeah, you're right. The May sweeps have kicked in already, and we are deep thick into it. And one of the big things that happens are sort of crazy stunts that you would not expect to see elsewhere. And one of the biggest ones happens on one of the more dominant sitcoms on television, which is Two and a Half Men on CBS, which all season long has been haunted by the absence of Charlie Sheen, or as you might say, the ghost of Charlie Harper, because they threw him under a subway train last season, I suppose. And so this episode, we see the ghost of Charlie Harper, but it's not who you might expect. What's going to happen here is Alan goes in the hospital, hallucinates, and Charlie takes the form of Kathy Bates.
Oh.
Yes, the Oscar-winning actress from Misery, who's also over on Harry's Law, over on NBC. But this is great. She's got the bowling shirt on. She's got the cigar. She's got the attitude. Haven't seen the episode yet, but it's probably going to be one of those that will get the fans of that show talking again, and it is sounds like a really fun stunt. Reason she did it was because the same studio produces Harry's Law and Two and a Half Men, but the idea here is just to have some fun with Charlie once again, because they've never stopped really needling him, and you get a sense, you know, that show was so lucky to survive. You know, it barely didn't last year. It had to shut down early, and then the whole mess with Charlie Sheen having his public meltdown. And if you do miss Charlie Sheen, you can see him this summer, because he's got a new show on FX, a comedy called Anger Management, which sounds pretty much to the tailor-made.
Yeah, that's right. It's based on the movie with Adam Sandler, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. A new twist on it, and yes. So we will, if you can stand it, Charlie Sheen will be back.
Oh, boy. Someone else making a big splash, I suppose, a surprise appearance on a couple of shows. Whoopi Goldberg, huh?
Yeah, moonlighting from The View this week, and she's not just on one show. She's on two shows on two different networks on two different nights. On Tuesday, you'll see Whoopi Goldberg on Glee, which seems like a good fit for her. She's going to be auditioning Rachel and Kurt all season long. These two songbirds have been dying to audition for this New York Dramatic Academy because they're graduating, and we don't know if they're going to go to New York or not. But she's the one who holds their fate in her hands. Whoopi Goldberg will be on Glee. And then the next night, on Wednesday, over on ABC, she's going to be on one of what I think is one of the most underrated sitcoms on TV, The Middle, a really great family comedy set in Indiana. And here she's playing a guidance counselor who takes poor Sue under her wing, poor Sue being the most gawky, hilarious teenage girl I've seen on TV in many, many moons. And I think that Whoopi and her will have some good chemistry. But yeah, Whoopi hasn't been seen doing the acting thing for a while since she's been doing the talking thing on The View. So this will be a treat for her fans as well. Two times in 1 week, that's something you see in the sweeps.
All right. Thanks as always, Matt.
Oh, we bet.
Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide. Just some sampling of what's happening as May sweeps really kicks off.